Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Lord, he missed. He ain't coming back.
Knicks win! Knicks win the series in six, and the Knicks are advancing to round number two.
Pat O'Keefe on the call for MSG and Knicks Radio Network. The New York Knickerbockers hold off the Philadelphia 76ers last night. What a fun playoff series that was. I'm a little bummed that Scott Foster wasn't able to work his magic and extend that thing to a game seven. He tried his damnedest, though. That, I don't know, like with replay, right? It's supposed to be definitive on the replay. That goaltend, what did you think of the Isaiah Hartenstein goaltend? Because I was sitting there looking at it going, you can kind of squint. They had to replay it a bajillion times.
Well, here's the thing. There's a rule in the rule book because Scott Foster's too stupid to understand goaltending.
Yeah, well, Portland knows that really well.
It was literally a rule created after he missed horribly twice
Oklahoma
in the same
city
or same season. Oklahoma City once, Utah the second time.
Yep.
Calls that were so egregiously bad, the NBA went, we need to put a rule in the rule book that allows for goaltending reviews because this dumbass missed it by a foot twice. So, whatever he goes with, I just tend to go the other way.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a pretty much a fair bet. But in all reality, it was a 50-50. Like, that quite literally is as close as I've ever seen.
We can all hate Scott Foster. It created drama.
Yeah.
It created drama last night, and I loved it.
I think the other one, too, was giving Brunson the free throws on the putting the brakes on.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. That's not supposed to be a foul anymore.
Yeah.
But why is that?
Because it's baiting.
Yeah, it's like, whoa. It's not even supposed to be a foul on the defender. It's not even just supposed to be a foul.
And then
it got to a shooting foul.
He got, was it Oubre on his hip?
Yeah, he got Oubre on his hip.
He got Oubre on his hip, and then he ran right into him.
Yeah.
Man, that was a fun game, though.
It was.
There was drama at the end, and I know there's a lot of heat coming down on Philly because they didn't get the ball to Tyrese Maxey on the inbound on the final play. They got it to Buddy Hield, really good shooter.
Who was on fire. I have no problem with the way the game ended on that front. The thing that I don't like, I want to get rid of fouling up three.
Ooh.
I want to get rid of it.
Yeah. It's that final 58 seconds took forever.
Forget taking forever. It takes the drama out.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a team go up and down the floor shooting free throws for a minute. You don't have the opportunity for you don't have the opportunity for a big play.
Yeah,
you don't get the drama. There was no drama in that.
But at the same time, you have so many times where that is the play to make, and teams don't do it.
I don't want it to be the play to make, though. Is what I'm saying. I don't even want it to be an option. I want it to be if you are intentionally fouling up three, two in the ball.
Yeah, it's a intentional foul.
Yeah, make it two
because
in the
ball. That's exactly what it is.
It's not not playing basketball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess to your point in that, that's where ClearPath came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ClearPath
was taking the spirit of the game out.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they went, no, we're going to change the rule on a ClearPath foul.
Same with the take foul, the transition take foul. It's like, no,
we
don't want this in the game.
Initially, I was against it. I'm subscribing to your theory here. Maybe we do take it out of the game to foul up three, but it also is, as long as it is in the rules, it's a smart play to make.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that at all. Analytically, it is the right play to make. I don't like it because it's not in the spirit of the game.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on board with that because it slowed it to a grind. It didn't have flow. The best games are when you have those haymakers being thrown back and forth. And they're just, it's a heavyweight fight and we see it.
Let him play basketball until the end.
Okay.
That's why I'm
Is there any movement or momentum towards anything like that, though?
I don't think there's that on the owner's side of things yet, and that's what ends up happening with this. But if I think the TV companies will probably take a look at that, because what ends up happening? Everybody's like, all right, I'm going to go get some food. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
takes forever.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where
But it also backfires on teams, too.
I mean, it has.
It backfired last game on the New York Knicks.
But I think you want it to be
let
the basketball decide the basketball.
Oh, and we had it last night, and Jalen Brunson did it again. He becomes the first player in the NBA since, I don't know, have you ever heard of Michelle Jordan?
Yeah, Michelle Jeffrey Jordan.
Oh, yeah. It's Michael Jordan. Yeah, first player since Michael Jordan in 1993 to score at least 39 points in four consecutive playoff games.
Having three straight 40 pieces is good.
What?
Yeah. Brunson has arrived, and there's a lot to that. And I think one of the most insane things that I heard come out of this that I started thinking about is probably right, and that was what Charles Barkley said about Brunson. And he called him the greatest free agent signing of all time.
I think you can look at it and say the greatest non-superstar signing of all time, because Shaq to the Lakers, mm-hmm. obviously. KD to the Warriors mm-hmm. is another one. LeBron to Miami. LeBron to Cleveland. LeBron to LA. You know, those are... But if you go non-superstar, and this may be it right here, is that if you say a player not signed to a max contract. Because he was a four-year, $100 million guy.
He's a Steph Curry deal right now. That's what he's at right now. Like, what enabled the Warriors to become the dynasty that they were was, yes, drafting well and getting incredibly lucky with Steph's ankles being made of glass for the first couple of years, choosing correctly between Steph and Monta, Klay turning into what he was, finding Draymond Green with the third pick in a draft. All of those things coming to fruition. But it started because they paid Steph $15 million a year.
And that's it, because he's, what, four, it's 4-103, because he's averaging $26 million a year or something ridiculous like that. He is up for an extension this year. How much does that change New York moving forward if he does get that $50 million per year? Because he is going to be a max player, and deservedly so.
He's going to be first-team All-NBA.
He has been a guy that has really elevated every single person around him. Think of where New York is at, where Julius Randle was the centerpiece and focal point of this roster when they brought Brunson in, when they started constructing this thing around Tibbs. And now you look at it, Julius Randle's out, and they're in the conference semifinals and playing really damn good basketball.
Think about this real quick. I'll just ask you this. After Jalen Brunson, who's the second most responsible person for their offense?
After Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, or OG Anunoby, depending on the night. I mean,
that shows you how great he was.
I mean, it shows me Jay Wright is one hell of a basketball coach. He's doing three Villanova guys, and I had this epiphany when I was watching that game last night that Tom Thibodeau, he reminds me of, like, the muscle in the Italian mob. And Jay Wright is, like, the mob boss.
Yes.
Right? But they both attract the same type of person mm-hmm. around them, which is the Villanova player, which is scrappy, gritty, and guys that on any given night can go off for mm-hmm. you. But it's like Tibbs looks like he's the muscle for Jay Wright. Like, he doesn't dress as snazzy.
A lot of tracksuits.
Yeah, it may be like, yeah, I got, you know, my mom's Italian, my dad is Irish, but, yeah, you know, it's in the family. You I'm know, in the family business
what are you,
on my mother's
what are you
side,
gonna do?
You know? Yeah. He has that vibe about him where he just looks like the little pit bull that'll go out and fight. But it's the same result for both of these guys.
Mm-hmm. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, it is what they are. Fun. They are a fun ass team to watch.
They are. And with Brunson kind of going forward, Brunson's this is insane. Might be their best player since Clyde Frazier. He might surpass Ewing in his actual production. If he takes this team to the Eastern Conference Finals, there's going to be very real conversations. Like I weirdly enough, I have a lot of friends who cover the Knicks in the media side of things, and the way that they talk about him and the level of impact that he is having on that city, everything that goes to New York gets overrated.
Yeah.
RJ Barrett, you know,
Mello.
I mean, Jalen Brunson might be underrated.
Yeah.
That's the, he's so good, he might actually be underrated.
I think one thing with Brunson, though, is that it has been, and this is why, you know, cautionary tale, guys that come into the league are not always finished products. He has been a slow build into the player that he is right now. And we're finally seeing it pop in front of everybody's eyes. In Dallas, he was a very good player, and he came into the league a very good player, but he has turned into a superstar.
Not even a star, a full-blown superstar.
And you, like, there is this, there are guys, certainly, most superstars, they come into the league and you go, oh, he's got it. He's got it.
The
whatever it is, he's got it.
Rare. Jimmy Butler's one of them.
But yeah, Steph Curry is even like one of those guys
extent,
that
yeah,
because
so.
Injuries
yeah.
they it held him back, mm-hmm. as you said, the ankles of glass. And but at the same time, you said, you know, he's got all the makings of that, mm-hmm. but can he stay healthy? With Brunson, it was like just elevating every single year, adding another mm-hmm. notch to his belt, 1 year after the other.
So Danny mentioned, you know, best Knicks since Clyde Frazier and mentioned Patrick Ewing.
Your
there.
Beard is weird.
Do we Do we sleep too much on Bernard King?
Yes, but also...
And is it because maybe he moved around a touch too much to be like one of the Knicks greats?
I think that's it. And that's the thing is like Brunson's already the second best guard in their franchise's history. Like it's him and Frazier.
Yeah.
That's like as far as like talent production, everything else that kind of goes with it. It also goes to show you their guard history, not great.
Yeah.
The history of guards, which is kind of weird because like the point guard of the Knicks is kind of held up in a manner that's special. It's kind of like being the big on the Lakers. It's like it's a mantle that Kareem, Shaq, like you get like being one of those guys. It's like, oh, but the point guard spot with the Knicks has never really been that great.
And I think to your point on Bernard King, though, too, he came into the league in like 78. And so he got anything that he did was overshadowed because it was Celtics Lakers. Mm-hmm. It was Magic Bird.
Yeah.
And then Jordan came in and just took the entire league.
Well,
and
he started out in the ABA, too, with the Nets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Knicks were just not in a good place. That's really the big part of that is they were okay. That was really all it was. Yeah. Is they were okay. They never mattered.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.